we saw yesterday, the Gemara explains what Shah and Gemara, the man the Yomba, the Ein Shliach Nasa Eish, and it's because Shlucha Shem Adam of Moisai, and Vahabele Kibruf. We saw yesterday the deity in the Gemara that you need two Kneichim to say. Number one, Shlucha Shem Adam Kimoisai, and Beis Havele Kibruf. The Shaila is, what's the Pshat in the two Hadgoshes? We saw that the Gemara is Meduyik, Alterach, the Rabbeinu Peretz, and Bab Metzia, Daf Yiram, and Beis, that says the Geder Shlichus is Yad Shliach Ki Yad HaMishalach. Shlucha Shaladam Ki Maisai is coming to say not only is the Maisa the Shliach Ki Maisa Mishalach, but the Guf HaShliach is Ki Guf HaMishalach. And that's the Loshin Havilei Kibufoi, that the Guf HaShliach becomes the Yad HaMishalach. And therefore he has a shame of a Baldover, because the Mishalach is a Baldover. And we want to add one more Raya that we didn't see until now, a Shema Raya, places in Gittin, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, says a Rizigah Chiddush. The Mishnah in Gittin Chav Ches says, Ein Get Lachar Misa. If you give a get, you can't give a get la'achem misa. The Mishnah Yud Gimel says if you give it to the shliach can't give it la'achem misa. Sfrek Taisis, once we have the Mishnah on Chav Ches, that the Baal can't give a get la'achem misa, that if you gave a get to the Isha, that should be chal la'achem misa, it doesn't work. So what do you need another Mishnah on Yud Gimel for? That's the Taisis on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in Gittin. And with Taisis, being that there's a Havamina, Shluchay Shem Adam Kemaisai, Vahavilei Kegufai, therefore we would look at it, Ki'ilu, being that the Shliach's alive, it's Ki'ilu, the Baal's alive, and he can do the Gerishah. Thus is Shain taking Shluchay Shem Adam Kemaisai very, very far. That Mamish, Yad Shliach, he's the Yad Shlishi. As even though the Gufa person's dead, but his Yad's alive. As being that his Yad's alive, his Yad could give the get. And that's Gor Mechudish, because you could think he's only the Yad of the Mishalach, Ad Kama, there is a Mishalach, he's alive. Once he's dead, the Mishalach, as you can't say that Kilu, there's a Yad Shlishi that's still alive that could do it. Other Taisus says it. Taisus has such a Havamina. As you see, Taisus takes, number one, you see the aside of the Rivosh, that the Yad Shliach is Kiyad HaMishalach. He says it, and he takes it a step further, that even when the Mishalach is not able to, he's dead, Afilu Hachi, you would have a Havamina that he could do it. Kamash Malon, it's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. As that's the Tzad of the Gemara of there's a psul of Shliach Nasei, the grace of Yisrael. The Shaila is, what's Pshan in the Man D'Yama that's Cholik? And it holds that Shliach is Nasei, and that's the way we hold La Locha. Shliach is Nasei, what's Pshan in that Man D'Yama? As yesterday we saw the Mahalach of the Rivosh, in Simin Pei Beis, that Avni Wiluim brings down, that it's a Machlokes in Dinei Bal Dover. What's Kaveya Bal Dover? Does he have to have an Igiyas, a Nafka Mina Ladina? Or no, even if you don't have a Nafka Mina Ladina, you're involved in doing the Maisa, that's enough to make you into a Baldav. Huh? That was a Mahal. Yeah. As Afin said, it's a Machlekes in Dine Baldava. What has a shame of a Baldava? The Maisa, there is a Dig in the Gemara to what the Nakudas HaMachlekes is. When the Gemara explains the Mandi Amar of that there's a psula Baldava, the Gemara says, Shlucha shel Adam kemoisai, vahavilei kigufai. Meduyik, that the other Mandi Amar is choylik on something that he just said. Because we're explaining the Mandi Amar that holds his psula Baldava is because Shlucha shel Adam kemoisai, vahavilei kigufai. Mashma, the other Mandi Amar is choylik in Inyane Shlichos. Shaida, in this chiddush that he's saying, Bahavi Lake Gufa, the Shaida is, so what is he choylik on? Especially you could be Mazbel, but Oifin Zeh, Bishtei Eifan. Oifin number one, Ein och in nami, the Torah is mechadish, the tshlucha shel adam kemoisei, and havi lei kegufoi. But the Torah only said it klapi asiyas achalois. Aber klapi other dinim, mehechetese, that you say, tshlucha shel adam kemoisei, and havi lei kegufoi. The whole thing is a chiddush of the Torah. The Torah said it klapi the asiyas achalois. Aber klapi other dinim of the Torah, he doesn't have a din of kegufoi. As a psul baldava, which is a psula edus, that's another din in the Torah. As copy other dinim in the Torah, we don't say it's havilei kigufoi. It's only chal de kigufoi on a klapi the shlichos. I'm not klapi other in yoni. So that would be another kivun. And the fiza leaks a machlekes in hilcha shlichos. How far do you take the kigufoi? Do you say once he's kigufoi, is he kigufoi clapping all dinim that are negaya to the shlichus, even the edus angle, or no? That's one way of learning. The Torah's Gittin in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph says a different hesper. Gonan Jusanta hesper. The Rush in the beginning of the fourth parak in Hashaleach says that if you send a shliach to give a get, ain shliach nase'e. And he brings down the Yerushalmi, and he brings it down la'alocha. Fred de Tour in Eben Ezra, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, on his father, the Rush, that how could the Rush say, ain shliach nase'e? Hare, we just had the sugya over here in Kedushin, shliach nase'e, la'alocha we'od shliach nase'e. The Piskei HaRosh himself brings down shliach is nase'e. And one of the cases of the Gemara is Linyane Gerishin. As how could the Rush himself say, Klapi Gerishin, Ein Shliach Nase'ed? The Rush brings down all Gemara, Paskin Shliach Nase'ed, even Linyane Gerishin. Thus Frek, the tour on his father, the Rush. As the Torah's Gittin in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph says, to be Miyashiv, there's two kinds of Eidos, Linyane Gerishin. There's Eidus Lekiyuma and Eidus Lebirure. Eidus Lebirure means the Gerishin happened already. And now we want to be Mavar that it happened, as we want one of the Shluchim to be Meyed that there was a Gerishin in the past. Eidus Lekiyuma means when the Gerishin is Chal, you need Eidim for the Gerishin to be Chal. As the Shaida is, could you use the Shluchim as Eidim that the Gerishin is Chal? Zot the Torah's Gittin, that which the Gemara paskin shliach nase'ed, is only klapi edus leberure, but not leinyan edus lekiyum. That's how the Rush will learn. The shaila is, what's the chilek between edus leberure and edus lekiyum? Zot the Torah's Gittin, an interesante svara. By the time you're coming into Bezdin and you're being meyed, as over there, when you're doing the Lebirure, you're not a Shliach anymore. You were Shliach b'shas the Maisa Gerishin. But when you're coming to be made afterwards on the Lebirure, you're not a Shliach anymore. As that's Pshan in the Mandi Amar, that whole Shliach Nasei. Enoch Inami, b'shas you were doing the Shlichos, you were a Shliach, and you had a shame of a Baldover. But now when you're walking into Bezna later on, when you're coming to be made Levure, you're not a Baldover anymore. You're a Shliach. As a Mela, he doesn't have a Psul anymore. This is the Masha'enki when you're handling the Kume, that the Edis is Chal, Bizman, you're doing the Chalois, Bizman, you're a Shliach. As if the Edis is Bizman, you're doing a Shliach. Your mom is a Shliach now, as you can't be an Eid. When there's a chalei shlichus on the goof, you can't be an eid. That's only likume, because the eidus and the shlichus is happening with basachas. Aba levure, when it's afterwards, you're ois shliach. Thus is the... As if Shimon is very famous, has a shaila on this Torah's Gittin, from the Gemara in Gittin, Baba Basra, Amen Gimel Amen Aleph. The Gemara in Baba Basra and Gimel says that if an eid was posel b'shasta riyas eidos, even though he's niskasher afterwards, the halacha is that he is posel. If he's tchilosoi b'psul, b'soifei b'kasher, he's posel. As frekt, the Torah's Gittin, that Frank the Reb Shimon on the Torah's Gittin, that what's the Torah's Gittin saying? Enochi Nami B'Shas, it's being Chav. He's a Apostle of 8, he's a Valdovar. When he comes afterwards, a Bezdin, he's not a Shliach anymore, he's a Kasher of 8. Zay Bazay, he's kosher. Harei any aid that was posel b'shas the ria, as afterwards he's posel of ruray too. That's the famous shaila of Reb Shimon on the Torah's Gittin, as he says something. We'll say over from Reb Asher. Reb Asher wanted to say a very nice chiddush. Where's the Gemara talking about when it says Tchilasa Mipsul V'Seifei V'Kashis? The Gemara is talking about a Karev. You were married to the guy's sister. You're his brother-in-law. As B'Shas that you saw the Eidus, you were his brother-in-law. Afterwards, the sister died, or she was divorced, as your ice Karev. As B'Shaita, you were Karev, and afterwards you became ice Karev. So we say Tchilasai Mipsul, he's still Mipsul. But that's talking about someone where he was a Karev. We can feel the matzav of now. He was a Karev, Loilam Vod. Just something changed afterwards. As we say, if it changed afterwards, it's not Machshi. You're being that Peshaita, you had a Psul. But over here, it's Chalak. Over here, Be'etzem, you're not a Baldov. Be'etzem, you're someone else. It's only your shliach, because you're a shliach, a shluchat shal adam gemaisa, you have a shame baldover. As over here, the shame baldover is mugval lizman misuyim, only for that time, and not for afterwards. As being that the shame baldover that was chal b'shaita, it was only lizman misuyim, as that only has a kayach to passel at that time, but it can't passel afterwards. Because klopi this man of afterwards, you were never a baldover in the first place. The shame baldover meikara was only klopi the time you were doing it, not afterwards. Yeah. Over there, the shame psul karev was forever. Rather, there was a change. Something changed later on. There was a gerish and there was a misa. Something changed. As that can't be mashiyu. But over here, the ikar shame psul was only for that zman, not for afterwards. That would be Shayna Mahalach to explain the Chiddush. As a fee, the Torah's Gittin, Vasgeta the Machlaikis. The Machlaikis is when you have a Shem Bal Dover clapping the Rias Eidus, if it passes you afterwards to say the Haggadah's Eidus. That's the way the Torah's Gittin learns the Machlaikis of Peter Rush. As we have Kama Mahalchim to explain the Machlekes. Either Machlekes in Baldover, Baldover that's not in Egeya, or the second Mahalach is in Shlichos, that Efshet Shlichos Kemoisa is only Klapi the Asiyas Achalois, not Klapi other Dinim. The third way of explaining the Machlekes is the Torah's Gittin, when you're made later on, when you're not a Shliach, is this Torah Psul. The Gemara brings down Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that handled in this machlokes. Amalish Loisha say the kitchen in Yishechat Shliach Mishnah made in Divrei Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel Amal Kulan Shluchime. Vein Shliach Nase Eid. As over here, you see a Gevaldige Chiddush in the Sugi of Shliach Nase Eid. When there are three people, there's only one that's giving the doing the Kedusha. There are shluchim that are not doing the kedushin. As why is the shliach who's not doing the kedushin? Why does he have a psul of shli of baldava? Bishlema the shliach that did the kedushin, he has a psul of baldava because he did the kedushin. By doing the kedushin, he becomes a baldava. But over here, we're talking about someone that didn't do the kedushin. He was a shliach to do a kedushin, but he didn't do the kedushin at the end. As why does he have a psul of a baldavar? As the Imrei Maisha in Simen Yud Ches in Ois Vav stells on the Gemara. And the Imrei Maisha voice in the Gemara a chiddush that the chalois of shliachos is chal b'shas the minui. B'shas the minui, you become a shliach even before you do the maisa. This b'shayich, we saw the Imrei Maisha in the beginning of the sugya of shliach ois a shliach. He dons. What do you mean shliach lo'is a shliach? He's not a shliach until he does the maisa. As that's where he has this pilpul. When do you become a chalei shliach? See, boys, in this Gemara, that the chalei shlichus is chal miyad. That's his boy. You have a shame, shliach. But it's still a reason, yechidish, that the chalei shlichus is chal miyad when you do the maisa. Okay, that I could hear. Over here is a chiddush, you're not going to do the maisa lebesoif. At the end of the day, you never became a shliach. You never feared it ice. You never did the maisa. And afilu achi, you have a shame of a shliach. That's taka a chiddush. L'chayra, one could say that we're talking about a mesuyim diket seer, and only in this seer this halacha applies. It's talking about amar l'shloisha, say v'kitchu v'yasei isha. He walked over to three people and said, go be mekadesh the isha. Meaning he made the three of them a shliach together, that one out of the three should do it. Let's say he walked over to three guys separately. I'm making you a shliach to be mekadesh isha. And then he goes over to another person, I'm making you a shliach to be mekadesh the isha. And he walks over to number three and he says, I'm making you a shliach to be mekadesh the isha. Ma'od you talking over there, everyone would be ma'idah. If you're not going to do the kedushin of the saif, as it would inspire that you were never a shliach. It's only over here where you said Amru l'shloisha ke'echad. The word of Amru l'shloisha ke'echad is he made all three of them shluchim together to do the Maisa Kedusha. As even when only one of them is doing it, but it's fearing ois, the original Minu Shlichos. Because the original Minu Shlichos was one out of the three, you should do it. As it's one Minu Shlichos v'chlalusa on all three that one out of the three should do. As the shlichus came to its seif, it brought a maisa from that minu shlichus. As a mele, it's chal the shlichus. Abaluyeh, I make a shliach, and the guy never does anything. Moed yitachin, over there, it's not chal the shlichus. Le'in in the din of shliach maase ein. This is moed yitachin, you could say, such a kiddush. Okay, so this is the Gemara of Yisurya, the Gemara of the Yanim of Shlichus. As it basically was Nishalik, the three Chalokim, the Sugis that we had. Chalik number one was the Makar of Shlichus, which we boiled a lot of Lomdis, where the Makaris of Shlichus are. The Maskan of the Makaris is from Get and Korban Pesach. That's where you learn out from Kol HaTorah Kula. Chelik number two of the Sugya of Shlichus was Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. We saw the Tesis Rid added to a Shlichus L'Dvar Mitzvah, the Ksais, when yes, when not. Where do you apply the Dinim of Shlichus? There are certain exceptions to the rule. And Chelik number three of the Sugya was Shliach Nase'e. That if a shliach has a psul of a bal dava, those are the three ikar asugyas. The fourth chedek of the sugya, which we started this man with, was even though shlucha shel adam kemaisa, and after all the lomdus kigufa yadai of a mitzvah boy, yosef shlucha. That I feel uach in the brisk raves after shlucha shel adam kemaisa, why mitzvah boy yosef shlucha? After you learn the sugya of shlichus. The shayla the brisker rav has a naya licht. It's mamish kegufay v'chule. Abafilu achi mitzvah boy yaiser ribeshluchay. And to go back all the way to the beginning of the zman, where does the Torah write the parsha of shlichus in kedusha? Where does the mishnayos write the parsha of shlichus in kedusha? That's where there's a mishnah that says the Chiddush of Shlichus Vaistachos is a Chiddush Vemesuyim Binyanei Kedusha. Okay, thus is the Igazman of Hashem. We're able to learn a Chilik of Torah Vishnu Musa. We didn't finish the Perek, it's a little bit long, not so much time, but at least we got the Inyanim Shlichus. We were able to be Maslam and Noisei She's mamish negay, come upon him in Shas. Yazar should be able to get a cloak kite in it. Yeah. And to fear rice with the grace of Hakiris that we saw. Is it Mesiris Kaya or Maisa Misyachas? We saw from Dele Rabbe Senu, the Ksais, and the Lady Yehuda, and Reboch Be, that it's Maisa Misyachas. And Ba'oid, we saw there's the angle of Gufa is Nasek, Gufa Mishalach, but only Klape the Maisa. But in Yanim that you need Guf Mamish, that you don't say Shlichus. Okay. So this is the Yanim and Lexi. There's Hashem, anyone who stayed to the end gets a Gabaldi Gebracha. It shouldn't be that way. Everyone should stay till the end. This man has said, it's a Rebusa. Ah, Chiddush. As anything you have to do more than anyone else, as you get a special schar. It says in the Mishnah Ovis, in Parakeh, there were Asara Doiris that were Choytim Ubayim. Ubo Avram, Venotel Schar, Keneged Kula. So what's the pshat? I understand Avram got a lot of schar. What does he mean he took the schar of the Asara Doiris? So Mepharshim over there explained, anytime you do something that someone else should have done and he didn't, as you get the schar of that person who didn't do it. As for all the Bachrim that left early, everyone here got extra schar. Ah, nifludik, when Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you want to tip the scale. That's what our avoid of Aseres Yimei Tshuva is, to tip the scale, as every one of you, by staying here till the end, not only did you get the schar of Talmud Torah, which is Kenevi Gula, but for everyone that left, you got an extra schar. Either way, we want everyone to be Zeicha, but the Nifledig is schar. So we want to be Zeicha, to Gmar Sima Teva, to Kubi Bench, to Yerai. Bez Hashem, we should have Siyatim, to Moidol Hashem, ala Ova, Stark is man of Shlichus, of being able to learn the Sugyas and the Mispalel Hashem ala Osud. Don't forget when you're davening to be Mispalel Hashem for next month and for Torah. Stark weiter and weiter, Bez Hashem, everyone and all of us together.